morning at 7:10, it's Muse in the News with the great Gordo on the Dunham and Miller Show. Mornings on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
A good concert soon.
He's right, Snake.
Gordo.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. No
Go
big
out
dick.
Here in surprise.
Snake. Gordo.
You want to hear something funny? You know, we were talking about retirement community living and how we encountered that last night, the over 55 scene.
Yeah.
Well, Glenda chimes in.
Who's Glenda?
Oh, I love Glenda.
Where do you think her angle is on this? Where do you think she's leaning?
I bet she doesn't like them either.
I bet she loves them.
She says, Corby.
To get away from the snake.
I couldn't agree more with you about the retirement community. What a royal pain in the ass it would be to have to live with a bunch of people my own age. My friends are 10 to 20 years younger than I am, and I like it that way. I even have friends who are in their 20s. The point is, you pick your friends because they are someone of interest in some way or another. Now, I do have a few friends who are my age or older, but they aren't old farts. The problem that sometimes comes up is if I run across someone who doesn't want to know me because I am a certain age. She gives her age. I can't tell you how amazed I was the first time I encountered age discrimination. It really threw me because even though I look old, I don't feel old and try not to act old. I said screw them all and moved on. I may feel differently when I'm 73 or 83, but right now it's just a matter of attitude and ability to do things. Anyway, I hope to never have to be around any group of the same. Each to his own. Love, Glenda.
I guarantee you, that is, Glenda does not act her age at all.
No. I don't think Glenda looks old.
I don't think she does either.
I don't think she looks old at all.
I love Glenda.
Glenda and I are two peas in a pod.
She hates you so much. I figured she'd want to go to retirement community to ensure she never sees you.
No.
Snake.
No.
Quarter. Now, that doesn't surprise me at all that Glenda doesn't want Snake. Any part of those places.
Quarter.
Cobra.
And if she did, Quarter. She'd take over.
Cobra.
Cobra.
You know, Ron, Glenda went there, she'd take over.
Yep, she would.
She'd be running that place.
What else you got there? It doesn't look like we're going to mix and mingle with Big Dick because we're going to basketball.
Oh, is he taking off? Is he taking a day off?
I'm Big Dick.
Where is Dick?
I don't know.
I'm sure he worked from...
Well, no, actually, I'm here.
Oh, there he is.
Are you going to do a show tonight?
Well... It's going to be a real short show because we've got basketball.
Don't reduce him.
But I can guarantee you we'll have on Ron Jeremy and Christy Canyon and some more porn stars later.
What about the guy from the Bunny Ranch?
Oh, yeah, the guy from the West Bunny Ranch is going to be on.
What about the Girls Gone Wild guy?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name, but he's going to be on too at 9:10.
Joe Francis.
Yeah. From Girls Gone Wild will be on at 9:10 on the Wild
Ass
Burger. That's right. So tune in tonight.
You'll be interested,
what?
Big Dick, in
Corby.
This story because, God, what a country bumpkin you look like. Because we talked about Sting and his wife Trudy and the way that they swing. Well, we have an email from...
They are confirmed tantric swingers, Corby.
Thank you, Big Dick. We have an email from a P1 swinger.
8 to 10, yeah. Monday through Friday on the World Circuit.
Yes, saying, because we were all in agreement that swinging is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Where Mike was leading that conversation, I was just...
You know what? We need to have swingers
actually,
talk.
Actually, I think I...
We need swingers up.
A swingers round table.
Good idea. Then we can start with this chick.
I'm Big Dick.
She says, you were so right about swinging, Mike. My boyfriend and I have done it for the past year, and we have so much fun.
I don't think she said Mike.
After encounters, the other people go to their home with their kids, dog, bills, and headaches, and we go to ours. There's no jealousy. Why would you want to own someone else's wife when you can have her for free? Some people think the disease rate would be high, but it's opposite. Because if you don't keep yourself clean and disease-free, you can't swing. The swingers world is a small world, and the word would get around that you are not safe. Most people I know use protection anyway. The only downside is that there are so many couples that are mismatched. One is attractive and one isn't. So if you're picky like we are, you find a good couple and stick with them because there are so few who are both attractive.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So Mike,
you know what? We need to have a swingers round table.
I agree.
I'm up for that.
You think maybe that you and the missus could come up?
Mm-hmm. What?
You can count me in hamburger in.
Well, that was just a violent cackle.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now.
Look, guys.
Doing so much. By the way, I think we're getting our chain yanked there.
By whom?
By that fax.
Oh, I think by hamburger.
We'll do so by clearing the lines. And, well, I guess we already did that. So it's two-minute drill time. This is brought to you by the Freitas Collision Repair. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds, or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start whatever you have to say with the words,
na, 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 na.
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are. Expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. Adhere to these six simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Na, 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 na. Mike Reiner here for the greatness of TiVo. I used to have to miss my favorite TV programming while waxing my bikini line or straightening up my bra drawer. But now when these little tasks need done, I can record my favorite shows like The View and Dr. Phil and not miss a second. Tell them the old Gray Wolf sent you.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Na, 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 na. I love them all, but I wish there was some way that you could identify...
The two-minute drill. Go.
My question.
Oh, my.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Na 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 na. Pop 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 pop.
You're on the two-minute drill. Go.
Na 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 na. I think thanks to you, Mike, and that picture you so eloquently painted, the vision of Big Whip giving it to Corby in pigtails and a sundress is going to ruin my mind forever.
You're on the two-minute drill, and you got the last word. Go.
Na 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 na.
Well, I hope this doesn't come as a shock to anyone, but we're done. Thanks to Donnie Baseball, Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, Barb Smith, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit. Thank you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now, stay tuned. NCAA basketball is on the way. We're back tomorrow at 3 with another edition of The Hard Line, our final show from here at Surprise.
It's been too quick, hasn't it?
Sure has. Till then, you guys stay hard. Keep jamming it. We'll see you.
What?
Yes? No.
Nope.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That was
what?
Big thank you.
You think he didn't have a set of nuts on him?
This is The Ticket.